Okay, I'm ready. All right, I'd like to welcome everybody to the first episode of Sex as a Weapon. I'm the co-host, King Crawl, and I'm here with, and I'll let her introduce herself.
The love Dr. 369 in the building. You already know.
No doubt. Okay, we're here to talk about sex, right? Plain as knowledge, experiences, different things of that nature. I'm going to kind of set it up, and we're going to take it from there. I'm here to serve more as the co-host and ask the questions and set up the conversation, but she's here to give some of her experiences and a lot of her knowledge that she has about this whole thing that we all do, unless you a virgin, which I don't know too many that are adults. Let's get with it. We're here to talk about sex. So let me pull up a few questions. Let me set this thing up. Okay, today the first topic we're going to get into is soul ties. Some may have heard of it, some aren't knowledgeable about it, some may want to know more about it. Well, we're going to get into that today with some knowledge and with some experiences, and we're going to go from there. So I'm going to start with a question, and I'm going to let you kind of take it from where you want to start. Okay, is sex the only determining factor in developing a soul tie? And or does that connection begin sometimes before the physical connection actually happens?
Well, it can be both, actually. You can definitely develop a physical or emotional, it's more of a quantum entanglement or an entanglement, tie to a person regardless of whether you had sex with them or not. Because like you're around this person, some parts of this person like may rub off on you. You may start to act like this person or whatever the case may be. So when you're talking soul ties, that can definitely get real deep. You know what I mean? That's why protecting your energy is very important.
Perfect. Okay. So in saying that, once you do get to the place where you actually have sex, when you have sex with a person, what are you opening yourself up to? And why do we make those connections with only certain people? Because maybe we have them, but why are they stronger with certain people or certain situations than with others?
Well, you asking me like first, you asked me two questions and I want to be able to answer both of them questions. So what was the first question first?
Gotcha. It says, what are we opening ourselves up to when we have sex?
See, a lot of people don't even understand the nature or the netta of your testicles or your uterus or just anything that it builds up, that makes it just itself, you know, because a lot of people don't even understand that your heart is connected to, as far as men, the head of your penis. So if a woman was to just suck your penis, just the head of your penis, just suck it, you can have a heart attack. So a lot of people don't even know that when you enter that womb, that's already, you're opening up that heart chakra, you're opening up different chakra fields. Like I said in the previous interview that we had, you're opening up different portals as well as your aura field and everything, like just different portals, because the woman is a portal in its own. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, they haven't done their chakra healing work, so they don't even know what type of energies they're just going all willy-nilly, you know what I'm saying? Just putting a little spank on it and stuff like that. And they just opening fields and like them soul ties. People can put soul ties on you, like sex magic, bad sex. It's called black sex magic. It's like different levels of sex magic. Sex in itself is sex magic. So when you get into that, you know, you can definitely get somebody putting some type of soul tie on you. Like it's hard for you to leave this person alone. Like, you know, this person is toxic for you. Like that's just even an example of how you know and how you can be able to identify the fact that you have a soul tie. Like you call yourself the moved on, but you still thinking about this person. You still texting this person. You know what I'm saying? You can't let this person go.
Yeah, but that's that. You're actually answering the second question. I was pretty much going to ask, and I'm going to just ask it candidly. What is it about certain dicks that have a certain effect that others may not have?
Because everybody's different. Every womb is different. Like every, the way that the vagina is set up, everybody got different lips. Some lips is fatter than the others. That don't mean that they just bust their pussy open and that's the left brain effect. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean all that. That just means that they're structured different. And it's a lot of different sciences that, you know, can tell you, oh, just looking at a way that a woman is built, they can tell you how their pussy looks. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I have another question. And it might sound like a crazy question. Does the act of sex itself, okay, does sex with a condom versus sex without a condom have a different effect as far as the connection is concerned?
No. You can pass something with you, like they taught everybody just to identify and be aware of STDs. However, it's you better be aware of them semen demons, okay? That's what we call them in the metaphysical realm or whatever like that when you're in a certain, you know, if you're hanging with a certain type of people, we call them semen demons, but they're also sex demons or whatever the case may be. Yeah, they definitely is really no difference because you're rubbing energy, you're opening pores, you know what I mean? So how is it really any difference other than, you know, just captivating your seeds, you know what I mean, type stuff. So no, it's really no difference. The transferring of energy is a transferring of energy.
So that's why it can happen also, it can start before the actual act of sex because you can transfer energy without touching.
Somebody can just try to be attached to you just off the basis of them just having that love for you. Because what is just the word love? It's an attachment, right? An attachment form in a situation like you love, like I'm attached to you, I ain't gonna let nothing happen to you, whatever, whatever. That's love and is an attachment. So yes, they can just try to attach themselves to you. Some people love you so much that they hate you. You ever came across one of them people? They love you so much that they do not like your ass. Like, it's just crazy. But that's just what it is.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm trying to think. I probably have had that.
That's a soul tie. Mm-hmm. That's another form of a soul tie, really. And some people try to tie themselves to you. Like, that's why you just got to be aware of what type of energy you're working with. I mean, your spirit and spirit guides are always going to let you know. It's just up to you whether you want to listen to that and actually act in that discipline. Because a lot of times it's like poison ivy is real sexy. It comes in a very a lustful form or something like that. And it's like, whoo, like, Oh, you just know how that head is, or you know how that womb is, that yoni, you know what I'm saying? Funane or whatever it is, and you just like, man, just one more time. That one more time will mess you up. You know what I'm saying? Spiritually, emotionally, and see, scientifically, they say that, you know, men don't like to heal alone. It's hard for a man to heal alone versus, you know, us women, real high girls, you know, besides from us women or whatever the case may be, when we step into our savage mode, it's kind of harder for the man to step into his own as far as healing by himself, because healing is really about surrendering. You know what I'm saying? And that surrender is that feminine aspect that a lot of men are running from. You know, they feel like it's a weakness.
Surrendering to what?
Huh?
Surrendering to what?
To your higher being. Just to the fact that you need to, like, some people can't even accept the fact that they need to heal. Some people still blaming themselves for something that, you know, some trauma that didn't even start with them. It probably started within their family or their religion or just whatever, just them being uncomfortable within themselves, insecure within themselves, friends, conniving people. You know what I'm saying? It probably didn't even start with you. You probably was already comfortable within your own being. And then here you go. Sharing your energy with somebody else, but you got to learn a lesson one way or another, right? So, yeah.
Okay, question. Have you ever had a soul tie?
Yes. I feel like I definitely Like, I feel like that's what, because when you had said something about soul ties, I was like, wow, that's crazy that he would ask me about that, because I felt like I was releasing myself from, and I've been releasing myself from soul ties. Like, even with my ex-husband, I was releasing myself from even the traumatic soul tie that I went through with him. You know what I'm saying? And also, you know, an ex that I just could not get over. You know what I'm saying? Like, and when I was working with that yoni egg, remember the one I was telling you about in the previous video, I was really focused on cutting soul ties. And ladies, if you want to cut a soul tie, it's good to use them yoni eggs, or get you some yoni steam, do like a yoni womb ritual type of thing, like a cleanse and detoxify type of thing. That is a good way to get rid of soul ties. Spiritual baths, stuff of that nature. Men, discipline. Discipline is your best friend. Period. That's what Tantra teaches you to, about discipline. You know what I mean? Like, healthy and wealthy discipline.
Let's go back to the beginning of it. What, if you're willing to share, what about the situation or the person created that soul tie with that particular person?
Well, it was the way we connected. You know what I mean? Before even just having intercourse. It was the way that we connected. See, some people, I have different instances of people trying to put soul ties on me that I didn't even know about. You know what I mean? I'm like, what's that nigga talking about? I broke his heart. And I'm like, I was in love with, you know what I'm saying? What did you talk about? I don't even know you was existing. When I'm with a dude, like, that's all me. You know what I mean? I'm not interested in nobody else or whatever. That's all me. So I remember, you know, I wound up hooking up with this guy later on, you know what I'm saying? But I just try to look past that, but I kind of thought he was a little delusional, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, you know, yeah, mind, but, huh?
So in his mind, he was like in a relationship with you, but yes, you didn't know.
That's why I said you could be just chilling with somebody, like it's on some innocent shit, you know what I'm saying? And somebody in their mind, they have their own little fantasy of you, and they're just not sharing it because they may be afraid of rejection, or either they know that you got something going on and they might disrespect you enough for that. You'll never know how a person perceives anything. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody got a different level of perception. Everybody looks at everything different. So I really didn't know. Like, I'm sitting here in my own little soul tie, and this you know what I'm saying? This man trying to tie himself to me and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. I was like, yo, these people, wow. That's why I say protect your energy. You know what I mean? It's always good to protect your peace.
That's funny. So you in one soul tie. This dude trying to up to you. That's crazy. Okay, well, check it out though. Okay, so what are some actual steps that people can take or that you're taking? I know you mentioned them, but you said like spiritual baths and stuff of that nature. Mm-hmm. Okay, spiritual bath. Everybody, I don't particularly know. I know of it, but I don't know.
Well, certain people like me, I sell spiritual baths. It's something called the Pressure Pack on MoexSantiago.com. I sell spiritual baths. There's also different ways that you could, you know, if you didn't have the money for that in particular, because mine is very enhanced, and you know what I mean? But if like you don't have the money for that, you could just put salt in your water, egg, you know what I mean? Soak your body in that water with that egg in it. Because what a lot of people don't know, if you take that egg and you just rub it around your body, it cleanses your aura field. You know, it amplifies your aura field. It's very powerful. Shoot, that's part of the womb. And you know what I'm saying? You see how powerful this womb area is? It's like so much stuff is built off of the womb. But either way it goes, that egg, it can cleanse your aura field. It can help amplify it. If you sit in it for 15 to 20 minutes with that egg, because your pores are already opening, you know, and then you're setting your intention of cleansing and detoxifying. And as soon as you wash that out, you wash your tub, cleanliness is next to godliness, and move forward with your day. And you're going to see how your aura field, it changes. You know what I mean? But when you get into like the deeper spiritual baths, you get the amplified protection and all this other stuff. Like the little simple one I told you about with the salt and the egg, that is definitely a go-to. Like, you should always go to, because salt connects you with the water energy. You know what I mean? The water spirits, and as far as cleansing and washing yourself. And that egg, like I said, it's like a womb. You're like a child to the universe. Everyone, we're a child of God, right? If you consider yourself a child of God, then you're still inside. You're still cooking inside that egg. You're still being made every day. You're still creating yourself every day. You know what I mean? So therefore, that egg right there, you're putting that intention into that egg. You can even, after you finish washing yourself, you take the egg and bury it and give it back to the earth, Mother Earth. You know, that can help connect you with the earth energy just as well as the water energy. Because even when you're working with your chakra system, your first chakra is the root chakra, which connects you to your earth. Then when you go up, which is your sacral chakra, that is the water energy. You see what I'm saying? So it's just all falls in line. Eventually, like, you can definitely take spiritual baths. Guys, I always invite everyone to meditate, you know, always listen to your inner being before you listen to your external being. I actually, in my classes, I actually have a, quote for this week, and I'd rather, you know, kind of say it. It's dropped though, but it is, if you listen to your body when it whispers, you won't have to hear it scream. If you listen to your body when it whispers, you won't have to hear it scream.
Wow.
So again, it's all about discipline and listening to yourself. It all comes back to your inner being. It all comes back to yourself and listening to yourself. And like, hey, I'm setting my boundaries. You know what I mean? I know what I deserve. I know what I need. And I know what I need to focus on. You know what I mean? That self-love is big. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's definitely ways you can detach yourself, even if they haven't detached. You can detach yourself from that soul tie as long as you drop your balls. That's what I like to say.
Okay, how often should you do those baths? Like, does it depend on how strong the tie is, or should you do it every day? Like, how you do that?
Well, I wouldn't say that. You don't necessarily have to do it every day. You know what I mean? Because you're really working on the strength in the mind. It's really mind over matter. Don't ever forget that. You know what I mean? Don't ever forget that. So that's why I always said discipline. Like, you take it as much as your spirit calls you to take it. If you have to take it every day. I mean, that's why I said, if you get one of them amplified drinks, like the pressure pack on moexantiago.com, I haven't put the pictures up there, but it's still up there. If you get the pressure pack, you ain't gonna have to worry about doing it every day, because you're gonna see some shit shift. Even if you don't necessarily, I don't want this person really to be, because a lot of people, they say they want it to be done, but they don't want it to really be done. That's the ones that you gotta do it every day. You know what I'm saying? That's the people that you gotta do it every day. But the people that really want it to be done, it's like, okay, I'm gonna wash this off of me. I'm gonna cleanse myself of this energy. I'm gonna detach myself. Because a lot of times, like, it's different rituals that people use, because everybody has their own healing mechanism. You know what I mean? So it's different rituals. These are just a certain few, you know, that I know that everybody will probably feel more comfortable with as far as cleansing. Like I said in the first one, cleanliness is next to godliness. You know what I mean? Washing that energy off you, washing that spiritual attachment off you, even if it's something that you feel like it's emotional baggage. Soon as you get in that shower, people don't understand, that shower is a meditation mechanism. That bath is a meditation mechanism. Anytime you can just enter that focus on that nowness, that's when you can unleash a lot of things inside yourself. As far as, hey, fuck that relationship, I got money to make, I got them coins to, I got them ducats to rack up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a career. You know, what are they really doing for me? You know what I'm saying? And even if they was doing something for you, could you do this yourself? You know what I'm saying? Could you do this yourself? That's why a lot of relationships, they fail, because they look for completion within the next person, except for no completion within themselves. They can't validate themselves, so they look for within the other people. That's why a lot of relationships fail. So you just got to be aware of those type of energies.
How do those soul ties become toxic?
How? Oh man, you see the red flags. Like, that's the thing. Everybody has their own different ways of like what they gonna take. Like some people, domestic violence, like I was a victim of domestic violence. So I knew that, you know, but see, I was just like, I was ride or die with my husband. Like I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm married and you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, I just wanted to work. But it was really toxic. You see what I'm saying? It was so toxic to the fact that like he was trying to control me. You know what I mean? And even his family was even like, yo, you know, you deserve better, but we love you. Like they still wanted me to be a part of the family, but it was just so toxic, you know? And even I had some toxic ways, you know, cause I'm not just gonna get hit on, you know what I'm saying? This wig come off, you know, period. And like, it's just like, we both had to grow. We both had to learn. And a lot of times it's based off immaturity and us not knowing, you know what I'm saying? How to work in a healthy manner together versus against each other. Because a lot of times we're working against each other and we don't even know it because we're so heated in the moment that we're just forgetting to breathe. We're just forgetting like what it really, what really matters. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Okay, okay. Now, I know you spoke on how women can break the ties. How do men do it?
I told you, discipline men. It's okay to block them. Block a style, block a style, block a style, block. Chill up. It's okay. You ain't better. Because sometimes you don't need to keep on revisiting that. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to keep revisiting that. And once you block them, drop your balls. That's all. You keep on moving forward. You know what I'm saying? Keep on looking forward. Like, and even just picture it as like they said in the Bible, if you look back, you're going to turn into a pillar of salt. You know what I'm saying? Picture it like that. You know, if you have to, because at the end of the day, you gotta keep moving forward. Like being stagnant don't nobody like being stagnant. I don't care what number you fall in. You don't like being stagnant, period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So life is about growth. Life goes on. So yeah, men, drop your balls. You better gain control of your mind, your sexual energy, all that, like, and go for what you know. Like, y'all know what y'all deserve, low key. Y'all better start listening to your ancestors, start listening to yourselves.
That's true. A lot of times we don't realize that till a little later in our life. Once we have done all the crazy stuff and been through all the connections and ties and everything, then the light bulb starts to go off and we realize, oh, this is my purpose. Got a question.
Some people need help though. Some people, like I said, a lot of men don't feel like they can do it by themselves. It's harder to even surrender when you don't really know what you're surrendering to. You know what I mean? It's really harder for you to do that. So like men come to me as clients too. This is why I host the Healing of the Lord for chakra classes. You know what I'm saying? So I can show you the way that to do it, you know, the breaths that you take, because it's really all about breathing. All of this is really, it all boils down to you breathing and accepting the nowness and staying in that stillness, in that nowness, and grounding your being. A lot of people aren't grounded because they're so stuck up here.
That makes sense. Okay, so how do you access your class? Give me your website.
OmoXSantiago.com. I do have the Tantric Healing of the Lower Four Chakra classes. You just go under Royal Treatments. There's different Royal Treatments. I have just different services as far as just reading. Some people just come to me for readings, but some people come to for the class. So that also have its own button. So everything is pretty self-explanatory when you just go and you go explore Dora on my page.
Okay, question. Are soul ties ever good?
You can't have a good soul tie. Because I think that those healthy relationships, you know what I mean? Like, why you can't have a happy, healthy relationship? You know what I'm saying? Some people, they even have open relationships and they're happy. You know what I mean? It's whatever makes you happy, whatever experience that you can learn from. You know what I mean? Personally, that's just how I look at it. if you feel like you tied to a person, like, okay, say for instance, me and my son, that's a soul tie. That nigga ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I love him to the pits of my soul, to the ends of this earth, you know, and the beginnings. So at the end of the day, we tied, we locked, and he gonna always learn from me just like I learned from him. It's a growing mechanism. So I just feel like these labels, they just kind of put a lot on just anything that we do in society. You know what I mean? Because they can say a soul tie is a karmic relationship. It's all in how you look at it. So yeah, you can have good ones too. You know, if your soul is intertwined with another soul and you both can learn and grow from each other. Yeah.
And also, before you're healed, right, can you pass that energy on to somebody else?
What do you mean? You said before you're healed, right?
Okay, so you have a soul tie with someone and you're breaking free from that. But before you're healed from that, you begin to be intimate with somebody else. Are you passing that energy on?
I've seen it happen. I've definitely even had clients. Yeah, that's why it's very important for you to establish that groundedness within your own inner being. You know what I mean? And to know like, hey, I'm really healed from this situation, because you could just be attracting that same energy, but in a different picture. You know what I'm saying? But it's the same frame, but it just looked different. It looked different, but it's still really the same. You know what I'm saying? With the same picture, different frame, basically. I said that backwards, but that's basically how that's going to go. So, and a lot of times, like I said, that's doing that shadow work, because then you'll wind up in them toxic cycles. That's some soul ties. That's really a deep ass soul tie. That's a cycle. That's a cycle that you're going to wind up in, going over and over, like the Energizer Bunny. It keeps going and going. And then next thing you know, that same person going to pop up. Peekaboo, are you over me yet? I know you still dumb. You know what I'm saying? They like, I know you still dumb. So yeah, a soul tie. A lot of times in them soul ties, like during Mercury retrograde, which is now, you guys, Mercury retrograde, a lot of exes is going to be popping up, like old past things that you probably forgot about, even them soul ties that you don't even know that you got. I remember, this is how I know them soul ties without even having sex is real. I had somebody that I just was looking out for when I was a young ass girl. Like, I just always been like that down, ride or die, you know what I'm saying, type of girl. You know what I'm saying? And like, they had hit me, like, I did not even know this was a setup from the universe. He had hit me up and stuff. And I was like, wow, I didn't even know. Like, it just, things just went crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, wow, I got to really separate myself from you just as a person, because I see you still hold on to that lower level. Like, a lot of people are worried about what other people say. And I know it's only human for us to want to be accepted. I understand. I understand that. But the first thing you got to do is be able to accept yourself. And that's the only way that people is going to truly accept you, is if you can accept everything about yourself, your flaws and all. You know what I mean? So it's like people lose that. People lose that acceptance. People lose it. And it just causes that toxic cycle over and over, and then they just forget who they is, and then the universe got to keep reminding them. And it's like, when you gonna wake up? When you gonna learn your lesson? Some of them blessings be them lessons. You gotta be your lesson. You know what I'm saying? Is you ready for that nirvana yet? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, it's just a lot with them soul ties. So I know that them soul ties without sex is definitely real. Like, sometimes you just really got to get away from a certain energy to be able to do certain things. Because say, for instance, you were still tied to that energy or that soul. You were still tied to that energy. They'll probably be hating on your ass. You know what I'm saying? They probably think we up in here fucking and we just on here having a conversation. You know what I'm saying? They'll probably be somewhere sending you bad energy, bad juju and shit like that. And you wondering why shit fucked up in your life, because you still dealing with this fucking person. You still looking out for this person.
Right.
You know, I'm wasting your energy. So yeah, definitely watch them souls y'all tied to, them attachments, quantum entanglements.
That's very interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay. Can you get a soul tie from bad sex?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Really?
Yes, you definitely can. It does sex to sex. You're still connecting. You know what I mean? You're still connected. Like, you know how deep the anatomy of sex is? You know, just entering the womb, the church, the temple is built up off of the uterus.
Like the
steeple? Yeah, you never really realize that? When you go inside the church, how you walk up and then you see, you know, where the pastor be at, you know, the front of the church, you know, that's really how the uterus is built. That's how powerful sex. It doesn't matter whether it's good or bad. You know what I'm saying? Curiosity killed the cat. You heard that saying before?
Never even thought about that. Wow.
Yes. The anatomy is very, very deep. When you really get into it, yes. The church is built up just like the uterus. Just picture the church, how just, you know, you sit the people on the side and you walk up the church, and then normally people get baptized right there, the Holy Spirit and things, you know, get creative. You create in that womb space, you create in that sacral area. You know what I'm saying? It's really the science of the uterus. It really is.
That's wow, that's interesting. Because I can see that. Wow. You actually made me forget my next question. That was pretty interesting. So you said, because you said you can't have a connection even through bad sex, because sex is sex.
Mm-hmm. Sex is sex. It's still a transferring of energy. That's what them semen demons come in. People can try to attach themselves to you with or without sex. That's why protecting your energy is very important. Even though, not saying that you're not going to get into nothing, you know, that's just part of life. We're here to experience. You know what I'm saying? We're here to experience and actually learn how to live in our inner being. And the only way we can learn is to experience and make mistakes sometimes. With every yin, there's a yang. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, you definitely can. Like, sometimes, a lot of times, like, the person's energy, like, as far as them being insecure, anything that person has lied within them, then anxiety, insomnia, that can rub off on you. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if it's good sex, bad sex, hell, just the way they handle people. The more you ejaculate, that actually plays a part on your mental, because a lot of people don't know. Your semen holds all of your DNA's database, all of it. It plays a lot on even how a lot of men treat women, whether they have some trust issues. You know, have you really built that trust within yourself to be able to trust other people? Because DMX even said, yeah, you trust people to show them who they to show you who they really are. You know, so you can't live your life all your life not trusting nobody. Yeah, it's going to be miserable as hell. When a motherfucker show you who they is, they don't have to show you twice. You don't have to think thrice. It's just, it is what it is. People got to learn how to accept it and listen to it. That's why you got to start listening to your body. That's why meditation is very important. You see why it's so important in sex?
Yeah, but you know what? Nobody ever teaches us this stuff earlier, though. So we got to mess up a lot before we even get to the point we even know about this stuff, you know?
Absolutely.
But I guess once you know better, you got to do better.
Yep.
But then it's a struggle because you've done it wrong for so long. It's like, then it's a struggle, you know? So you end up sometimes falling back into that cycle over and over again because you like what you like, even if it's bad for you.
Well, that's why meditation is very important, because it teaches you how to control your inner being. First, you learn how to control your breath. You know, then you learn how to control your body, and then you learn how to control your thoughts. It all aligns with itself. That's why, see, don't nobody meditate no more. That's why it's so hard, because you can't even discipline yourself to even listen. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's why it's so hard. You know what I'm saying? You got to first learn how to listen to yourself and even have that validation. Whatever you see in the other person, whether it's the charisma, you know what I'm saying? Any type of quality. I know women got breasts and booty and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But at the same time, you know, the devil wears Prada, they say, right? You know what I'm saying? Them lower level entities, they real flashy, right? You know what I'm saying? And you don't know, you might be messing with a spoiled apple. The roots is rotten to the core. It might look good on the outside, but as soon as you bite in that motherfucker, it's rotten. So that's why you know, it's so much of that. Like, ain't you tired? One day, the person that's making all these mistakes saying it's so hard, they gonna get tired. They gonna be like, you know what? If it's this hard, it can't be that hard just living right. It can't be that hard to get that structure and discipline within my inner being. Yeah, first you just practice on your breath. Then your body gonna fall in line. Like, then this is exactly how I turned vegan. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, I didn't just sit up one day and say, hey, I'm tantric, so I'm vegan. Yeah, I'm spiritual, so I'm vegan. No, my body literally shifted. Like, your DNA is programmed to actually build off of certain foods, like alkaline foods and certain things. That's why it's good to research your DNA and what foods you should be eating. Because some people are supposed to be eating certain stuff. You know what I'm saying? But then they wind up developing all these sicknesses, all these diseases, dis-ease of the body, the dis-ease of your body. You wind up getting depressed, all this other stuff, all this heavy burdens, all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So when you start mastering or gaining control of your breath, your body is going to fall in line. Then your thoughts is going to fall in line, because then it's like, okay, I don't really got time for these toxic relationships for real, because that's why I ain't Bill Gates right now, because I done got stuck in this damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done got stuck in this damn entanglement. That's what that word entanglement. Yo, Jada, yo, chose the right word, entanglement.
That's gonna live forever.
Yes, Lord.
Live forever.
Yes.
Here's the thing. What I found to be the most effective for me is total separation from it. Mm-hmm. Just like you can't smoke a little crack. You either smoke it or you don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's a good analogy, but you feel what I'm saying.
That's actually perfect. That's actually perfect. Because what people don't understand is, when you reach the state of climax or whatever the case may be, they call it ecstasy. That's really the state of bliss. That's ecstasy. So yes, it is crack. That's why, like, the woman or the man that you could be addicted to that's toxic, oh my God, it's killing you softly. It's killing you slow. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you don't need nothing that's going to kill you. You need something that's going to build you. So really, you pick your poison, and that's no matter which way it goes, because the one thing about this matrix, it's designed to make you go backwards. So it's all about the will of the mind. Like, the weakest can't ever get introduced into heaven. I don't care what you may believe, who you may worship. If your mind weak, you ain't never gonna get there. You ain't never gonna get there.
That's right. So is it an addiction? Is a soul test the same as an addiction? Because if you're, like you say, when you climax, that's really like the different things going off in your brain, right? The different signals, dopamine and all of that. So is it an addiction?
It really can be, because you can just be addicted to a certain type of entity. Well, damn, I did say entity. I might have meant to say that, well, some type of way, but I was trying to say energy. Because an entity is an energy. Yeah. So yeah, you could definitely be addicted. Soul ties are addictions, and certain, like, addictions can come in so many different ways. Cause you can, I wonder, is the word addiction, can it be healthy? Can it be used healthy? Just being addicted to, like, I'm addicted to healing. I think that can be used healthy. It can be used healthy. I mean, it's all in how you use it. Everybody's level of perception is different. So, yeah.
Needed to be, I guess. That's what we do anyway.
It's just labels. Labels got this whole matrix fucked up. But yeah, it's like, they say English is the most abused language there is. And the words carry energies. Like, when you say morning, you say good morning. It's a contradictment. So it'll reflect on, you know, you live in a contradicting life.
Explain that.
Good. How are you good in your mourning? So you're happy, sad. When you mourn, what do?
Okay. So not even about the spelling, how you say it, that, because, okay.
It's really, because it just carries an energy. It's trickery. It's trickster. It has a trickster spirit. You know what I mean? Like they're there and there. The trickster, it's the trickster spirit attached to it, because it's so, like some people really don't know that there's a difference between there and there. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like, who really made up these words? You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I know when you identify mourning, just identify what is the definition of mourning?
You say it.
That's really the main thing that people come up with when you ask them what is the definition of mourning. They don't say right when the sun set. They gonna be like, when you sad and you try and get over, you grieving. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
Who made these rules really? You know, it carries energy. That's why when you get to a certain level, and you just start changing your dialogue, you start saying, like, you start hearing people say grand risings or greetings or peace and love or something like that, because, you know, they probably had a sensei or something like that that just really broke it down and got you thinking like, damn, you're right. That's why I'm low key, you know what I'm saying? Like low class, like low vibrational thinking or whatever the case may be, because I ain't really paying attention to really how I'm speaking. And real people, like, no, even T.I. said, the higher your dialogue is, the higher your energy field is, because it's like they know the breakdown of these words. They, you know what I'm saying? There's so many different words out here, especially in the English language. You go to the Hispanics, they say it's the hardest language to ever learn, English. Y'all think it's hard to learn Spanish? It's harder to learn English if you was not from the U.S.
Wow. Yeah, because there's so many different rules to it. And then we talk different from how we write. So that's totally different in itself. You know,
that's, we come out with different slang every year.
Sometimes a few times a year is something different. You know? Yeah. That's interesting. So as they say, words have power, but if we're saying the wrong words, then we're using the power against ourselves instead of to our benefit.
Yes, Lord. That's why I said the matrix is really programmed for you to be able to get wrapped right back up in it. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that strong type of will. Like some people, like, you know, go on certain fasts or some things. Like, I'm a read. Like, reading is really fundamental. Like, when I start saying big words and stuff, people be like, man, if you don't talk black, nigga, talk black. I be like, I am talking black. What are you? This is the correct terminology for what we talking about. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, it just be crazy. So, yeah, the more you expand your dialogue, the more your mind will expand as well. You know, the more you read, they say if you want to hide something from a black person or anybody, you put it in a book. You know what I mean? So yeah.
So even with that goes back into with the soul ties, just being aware of what you're seeing and what you're saying, because you could be attracting that to you. Okay.
Look, let me tell you something.
Where?
Them animals always speaking to you. A lot of men play whatever they're going through or what they got to say in their music. Okay. So, you know, energy is frequency, like I already told you, which is currency. So that frequency, y'all pay attention. Y'all better start listening. Y'all, people better start really listening. God gave you two ears and one mouth for one reason. You know, it's known too that the more you know, the less you speak. For real. And a lot of people be like, yo, Mo, why you so quiet? I'm just observing everything. You know what I'm saying? With no judgment, I'm just observing it, because the wisest person observes with no judgment. You know what I'm saying? They just know what they know. You know, so you know if your spirit is comfortable around this person, if it's not comfortable. You know what I'm saying? You know these things. You're going to know this. A lot of people, they try to give people the benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? They'll try to give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, you know, they look good, so... You know, I know they loud over there. They, you know, I don't feel like hearing that shit. But, you know, they might got some good mouth. That's probably, you know what I'm saying? But then they get that good call in them and they be like, oh my God. Yeah. So, yeah.
So that's how we mess up a lot of times, going against that first instinct. Like we notice right off, like, nah, I shouldn't do that. But then we run the stop sign anyway.
And you know, that's that feminine energy. The feminine energy is the intuitive energy, that instinct right there. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, people, even, you know, I remember when I used to do it, I still do it from time to time, you know what I'm saying? I still mess up here and there, you know what I'm saying? But that's why I can sit here and tell you to this day, you know what I'm saying? Listen to your intuition, listen to your higher self, that first instinct, not that second one, that first one. You know what I'm saying? That's where it's at.
That sounds good. Hey, look, because I don't want to keep you up here all night, right? Do you have anything that you can add or anything you want to plug or anything of that nature right now?
Shoot, I can plug all night. So let me think. I mean, if you got some more questions, I mean, like I said, I could really plug all night. So if you got some more questions you want to drop, what time is it? We've been up here for about 50 minutes.
You kind of covered all. Yeah, let me make sure. Let me see.
Oh, we can talk about Kama Sutra and tantric breaths or breaths, whatever the case may be. Like I said about the meditation, or why it's so important, even though we already established why it's so important. I just wanted to kind of, you know, invite people to really elaborate more on why it's so important. Your body is structured and has a certain anatomy that Kama Sutra is very, very important when it comes to connecting to anything, including yourself. That's that touch, taste, smell, you know what I mean? Feel, like I said, touch already. But either way it goes, you know, that's what Kama Sutra is, and moving that energy. You know what I mean? So a lot of times people get into meditation and they don't know that, you know, if I do think I'm going to get in trouble, am I doing this right? Or whatever the case may be. And it's not saying that you're not going to think. The key thing is to come back to your breath, to your breathing. Because like I said, when you get upset, when you get depressed, a lot of people don't know you're poisoning your body. When you lack that acceptance and you start getting depressed and anxiety, you're poisoning your inner being. You're poisoning your spirit.
How so? You definitely
are. Because it's mind over matter. The mind is the most terrible thing to waste. I promise you that. It's the most terrible thing to waste. That's why you focus on breathing. I'm in the now. It's okay. It's happening. It's already happening. It's done. Or it's happening now. Okay, I have to get through this. I'm growing through this. Instead of going through this, I'm growing through this.
Question, because you're speaking on the Kama Sutra. Now, a lot of us only relate that to sex. So what are you speaking of? Is what you're speaking of including sex, or that's a practice outside of sex?
Well, everything starts with your sexual energy. So Kama Sutra is a part of your sexual energy, which is touch. You know what I mean? That's basically, I was actually talking about a lot of the elements of Kama Sutras. A lot of people just know about the different sexual positions, but it's really about that feeling and acknowledging and identifying whatever energy, whether it is through that touch, you know, physically or spiritually.
You said maintain your throughout that process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maintaining, you know what I'm saying? And it's really pranayama. Breathing is very important. A lot of people, they stress. When you stress, this is why it's poisonous to your body. When you stress, you don't breathe. You don't breathe. When you arguing, you ain't breathing. You know what I'm saying? So it's basically like, you know, the TV show, The Walking Dead. You know what I mean? So y'all, breathing is very important. You know, I just want to elaborate on the breathing. Like, and if you don't know how to do it, you know, they got people out here like myself. You know, I teach tantric breathing, teach tantric breath, and like, don't beat yourself up. A lot of us, we are our own worst critics. So say for instance, like I remember in the last video I was telling y'all, You know, if you ejaculate, you know, without an intention to, you know, procreate in any way, whether it's a get a baby or just moving them up, then, you know, it was a male form of abortion. And I know a lot of people like, dang, so that mean if I practice and I dad gonna do it by mistake, then God still gonna bless. But nah, you know what I'm saying? It's more so of like, as long as you're trying, like it's like I said, it has to have a certain intention. So if you're trying to like use this energy instead of abuse it, because a lot of people don't know, instead of trying to manifest everything, align your energies. All you have to do is focus on aligning your energy, breathe and heal, because all that other shit gonna come. Like a lot of people don't know, you so focused, a lot of these manifestations come through this lower level energy, which, you know, the devil delivers too. You know what I'm saying? That matter, that the devil delivers too. In my tarot deck, the devil card is the Capricorn 15 Capricorn card. You know what I'm saying? So the devil delivers too. And Capricorn is all based on matter and what you have. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, stuff of that nature. So, and it's also in relative to your knees and being held captive and stuff of that nature. So when y'all manifesting, you worried about sex magic so bad. Like a lot of people, they try to skip the breathing, right? And they just want to do the sex magic and shit. This is why a lot of their shit always got some lower level energies attached to it. You know what I'm saying? Something extra gotta be tied to it. But when you know, you're gonna know the difference between whether you're working with your higher realm, the godlike energy, God, you know, or the lower realm. Because what you manifest, if it has strings attached to it, you're still unhappy, you're still depressed, and all this other stuff, like shit just happening, then you know that that was the devil delivering. That was that lower level, you know what I'm saying, delivering. But when you manifest that healing and stuff just start coming to you, yeah, it's a big difference. It's a big difference. So, yeah, I just encourage everyone to meditate more, heal, man. Healing is real big because y'all gonna miss it. They're taking a lot of people out. You know what I mean? They're taking a lot of people out. And really, sex is really like a tool to heal. So if a lot of people, I know it's hard to get them sexual energies under wraps because you've just been doing it so long. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, come back to that meditation. Come back to you-ness. Come back to now-ness. Come back to giving back to yourself. I know, you know, you give back to other people. Yeah, that's good and all. But what about yourself? You cannot say that you love somebody without loving yourself. You have to give that energy back to yourself. And meditating is a big part of that. That breathing is a big part of that. If you meditate right the first time, your body going to be like, oh, my God. You're going to be like, oh my. You probably get scared. You probably be like, oh, my God. I've never breathed this much a day in my life. Like, this is what it feels like to really breathe. You know, you might even have an out-of-body experience. You never know.
Well, question, okay, because, I mean, I know you teach it, but are there any techniques you can give away, like, to tell them, like, to just get started on an example of how to breathe or breathing technique?
Yeah, you can just, because there's many techniques in different Tantra Kriya yogas and stuff of that nature. But just the beginners, for all the beginners, if you guys tuned in to the soiree that we did, the midnight soiree with me and Sister PJ and a few other powerful pioneers, I also gave away this still breathing technique. And it's just the 4-count breath. When you breathe in for 4 seconds and then you hold it for 1 second and you exhale for 4 seconds. But a lot of times people get so wrapped up in counting that they forget to listen to your body. Is really based off of listening to how your body feels comfortable with breathing. Because maybe it might take more than 4 counts. Maybe you really got to start off with breathing real slow so you can catch your breath and go down. So it's really, really everything, even yoga, is really about listening to your body and being comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Stretching that energy, moving that energy. And stuff of that nature. So yeah, the 4 counts is very good. And sometimes it's just hard for people to focus. So I always encourage people to just come back to your breath. Every time you feel like that you're going away, like, you know, like you're just thinking, something comes up. Because a lot of times when you are trying to focus on just your inner being or just being grounded, or whatever the case may be, things are going to come up, you know, and it's just important to just focus that energy back to that breath, back to that breath. As long as you're breathing, like, I'm breathing. Okay. I'm breathing. And I know it might get boring, but you got to master that before you can go into the next step of things, you know, and that, you know, in my tantric workshops, we do a lot, you know what I mean? And it's, I work with you to help you expand your mind and thinking and your visualization, even your intuitive clairvoyant powers, if you do have those seers out there, or intuitive people, you know, because there's a lot of gifted people. A lot of people scared to come out on the light. But I showed you 5:57, it's 5:57 a.m. Yo, people starting to come out now with their gifts more so of now. So it's all about being comfortable with who you are. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, focus on that breath. In order to actually step and tap in real deep into your energies or your powers or whatever the case may be, you're going to have to do the work, do that meditation work. And it's really not even work, for real. For real. It's really liberating just sitting there breathing, you know, focusing on your breath. Because like I said, you got to master the breath before you can master the body. Your body going to start talking to you. You know what I'm saying? Your body going to start, or liberate your breath. I say that because you don't want to enslave your breath. You don't want to captivate it. You want to really liberate it. So it's all about breathing. Yeah, breathing is very important. Everybody.
Okay. This might be connected. Does masturbation play any part in that?
Well, you can't. It's actually a liberating way to do it within masturbating and helping you move energies. Yes, it's a big part. See, that's the thing. Like I said, in Tantra or sex magic, whatever, a lot of people want to skip that breathing or either taking up classes and learning, you know, how to do it. Because when you're working with that energy, it gets very intense. A lot of people can't even handle that, like especially activating that Kundalini or even arousing that Kundalini energy. A lot of people can't handle it because things come up. That's why I said, them toxic relationships and cycles and stuff like that, a lot of people, they begin their healing work and they think they heal, but it's really a test. You know what I mean? It really be a test to see if you really is who you say you is, because your word ain't shit until it's put to the test, and that's facts. Right. You know, so yeah, a lot of times we fall for it because we think we heal, and the true people that are really healed, like, the universe showed me that I was healed, because I really didn't think I was healed. I'm sitting there like, yeah, I'm still healing. And I still say I'm still healing to this day, because it's always room to improve. Even when you're living in your infinite being, it's always room to improve. And it's always temptation out there. Them people that trying to tie themselves to your soul, they still out there lurking. They probably made different Facebook accounts and everything. You'll never know who's following you and following them and following. You'll never know how they watching you. So it's like,
happens.
Yeah, the internet is dangerous. You're entering a net. So it's dangerous. So yeah.
Yeah, that's deep.
Masturbation. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about, masturbation. I know it kind of went from masturbation, but masturbation is big. And a lot of people don't know that tantric treaties point out that the upper lip is one of the most erogenous areas of the body. It has a nerve that connects right to the clit. Yep. And if women bring their awareness to it or whatever, they could like activate it, like channel that energy anyway, and not necessarily activate it to its full potential, but just channel that energy. But yeah, that's a fun fact, you guys. Fun fact. Fun sex fact. Woo-hoo. Yes.
It's connected to the clit, the nerves, mm-hmm. or whatever.
It's connected to the clit. And I believe with the men, it has to be connected to the lingam some type of way. This is why, you know, kissing is very important. And, you know, it's so much more to the vagina or the external genitalia, because really a lot of people, they say these words backwards. The vagina is really the inner being you know, the external part of it is really called the external genitalia, if you really get into the actual sex anatomy and stuff of that nature. But yeah, definitely.
Even when it's, you clip, it's say what? Mm-hmm.
No, I was saying it.
Go ahead.
I wasn't saying nothing. Go ahead.
I was saying, even with the anatomy, as far as even the clitoris, is more than just the middle part. It's more parts to it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this, man, what? Women have a lot of different orgasms. It's like over 8,000 nerve endings in the clit. And like the penis only has like 4,000. So our orgasms are like way more intense. Sorry, guys.
That's cool. That part is if the guy doesn't know how to get you there.
Mm-hmm. Some women don't even know how to have orgasms. Some women never had an orgasm.
That's a question. I was about to say something. And I think it's on you all. My question is, when you all don't reach an orgasm, is it the man's fault or is it your fault?
No, it could be both parts, because this is why Kama Sutra comes into play and actually learning the anatomy of the body, because everybody's different. You know, me personally, I like the guys is like, don't tell me your spot, let me find it type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to have to tell you, hey, I like this, that's this. Like, it's so boring. You know what I'm saying? Explore. You know what I mean? Explore the body. And that's what a lot of people, all they just know is the, you know, external genitalia. They don't even know that they have lips. The lips, they're adjacent to your lips. You know what I'm saying? So when you're actually down there and you're doing stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's not just like, oh man, let me tell y'all something. It was hard for me to actually have an orgasm off of head, to be honest with you, for a long time. It's maybe like three guys that made me have an orgasm off of head in my life. And niggas are swiping now, they be doing something and they're like, yeah, I be like. So you gotta know how to finesse it. You gotta know how to really, you know what I'm saying, put a little razzle dazzle, you know what I'm saying, down there. You can't just go down there, huh?
Thing, it's nothing wrong with studying it. It's nothing wrong with knowing the different parts of the, you know, the female anatomy to know, okay, I need to lick more than just this. It's other parts that as well, you know.
Yeah. Some women like it sucked. Like I got toys and stuff. They got it, you know, just it sucks it and all that stuff. Some women like it lit. You know, it's so much to explore than just what men supposedly already think that they know. And a lot of people, they have this ego and they think they got the best sex in the world when, sorry for you, you really don't.
All right, is listen to the woman's body. Y'all mm-hmm. pretty what you want or what's pleasing to you. If we don't just get in there with our own agenda and just try to beat it up, your body is telling us what you need and what you want.
Mm-hmm. Even women listen to the man's body, because I've never necessarily asked a man, hey, do you like this? I've always studied, like, just with the touch and even identifying his breath. You know what I'm saying? When I touch certain areas or when I do certain things to certain, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't tell me your spot. Let me find it. Real talk, because that's the most exciting way to actually explore and actually enhance your sex life. For real.
By discovering. Mm-hmm.
But I did want to show y'all this before we get off, because I know that it's we kind of, you know.
Wait, what you got?
Meaningless sex. Depletes the life force and creates damages within the heart chakra or the love center. Like I told you before, the tip of the penis is connected to the heart. And then you have the parts of the thighs that's connected to the lung. And then you have different areas that's connected to the liver and the kidneys. So if you just look at that and you just see the reflexology, the male reflexology and the feminine reflexology, even the uterus area, when I told you about the church, how the churches are set up, that is just something that I've just felt the need to incorporate. I had put it on a slide in one of my healing circle meetings. And, you know, I just wanted to share that with everyone. So just know that the one night stands, yeah, be careful, man. I'm not saying don't have your fun or whatever. If that's what you call fun, having to deal with all that drama, or whichever way it goes, you know, pick your battles. You know what I mean? Just pick your battles.
Yeah, if you can handle all of that energy, have fun. But from my experience, it's not healthy. It's not healthy to do all of that.
And cause trauma. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, look, we could go on and on, right? But we want to be able to come back and get into other topics as well. We don't want to try to, we ain't able to get it all in one night, you know? We could try, but we'll be talking all night because, of course, this is a conversation that most people that are free with their sexuality don't mind having without feeling apprehensive about it. You know what I'm saying? So if you got anything you want to plug, you can do that now.
I think we can plug it in on the next episodes. You guys, if you guys want us to open up a call line so we can get some more of these questions out here, make sure you drop them comments, give us some feedback. Be sure to like, hit that bell, subscribe. You already know it's up. It's your girl, Love Dr. 369 in the building.
Just like that, I'm King Crawley. Y'all hit that subscribe button.
Peace.